And we are back, Pittsburgh Steelers fans, with part two of the Scobro Show.
Well, that really was just a matter of seconds.
It really was just a matter of seconds.
You don't lie.
I don't lie. And now you got me flustered. Who am I? I'm the co-editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, Dave Schofield. I am the younger bro. You are the old bro, because, like I said, you're old now. Hey. You have an adult child as of today. So something I didn't do that I know that I don't have Thaddeus sitting there to ask me. He actually sent me an email earlier today because he wanted the answer.
He texted me to make sure I knew. He was like, Are you still in the pool? I was like, I was eliminated week one.
Yeah, I was eliminated week three. We are down to this is very ironic. I should have put this in the article. It's for a Marquise Pouncey football, correct? Yeah. Who was the football last year? Do you remember?
One David DeCastro.
It was David DeCastro. And David DeCastro wears number
42.
No, wears number 66, which is exactly how many contestants are left after week six. So after week six, there are 66. Lots of people got taken out. I say not lots of people, but a decent number. One Jeffrey Benedict was one of the ones taken out. He didn't trust Miami. Almost half the people picked Miami over the Jets, which was easy. He went with New England over Denver, and there was a number of people taken out by that one. There was a dozen people that had Tennessee. And honestly, if Houston just kicks that extra point, or if they come up with that 2-point conversion, then the Steelers aren't playing an undefeated team this week. Yeah. So, I'll ask you this quick question as we go into start rolling into our talk about the upcoming matchup. Do you take anything from the Titans and how they played the Texans since the Steelers also played the Texans? Or do you think it's kind of too tough to compare because of the Bill O'Brien factor?
Yeah, it is a little bit tough to compare for the Bill O'Brien factor. Romeo Crennel in coaching that game was trying to be like, you know, shall I say, his old mentor from his days with that team up north and tried to pull a Belichick.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
He's the oldest head coach in the NFL. They're not going to hire him.
But I'll say this though. If they convert that 2-point conversion,
he's a genius.
He came from New England, and he's pulling a Belichick, and look at that. But I was so hoping they were going to pull that off. And then when I realized – well, I was actually just watching – I was watching, keep an eye on that score, and I saw they scored the touchdown. And then I was like, what'd they do, miss the extra point? And I was like, went for two? I was like, come on, you kick the extra point so that you force the other team to score a touchdown and a 2-point conversion just to tie.
I knew the answer to that question right away, if you go for one or two, without even thinking. And you want to know why? Because I thought about it very intently, sitting on your couch. When the Pittsburgh Steelers scored in week five to go up seven on the – That was different. That was the 9 and 10. But I was thinking about how the Steelers went up eight, and you kicked the extra point to go nine rather than go for two to go 10. Because, you know, a 10's a better lead because it's a touchdown and a field goal. But I'm like, no, you get the two score, you get it to nine. And I thought to myself, what if it would have been do you kick the extra point to go eight or go for two to make it nine? I was just thinking about that scenario sitting there because it was very similar. And I'm like, oh no, you've got to make sure you go up
eight.
You go up eight.
The maximum points they can score can't beat you, can only tie you.
Yes. So lots of side discussion going on here in the live chat today.
If you ask me when it comes to that, okay, what is easier, to score one, to kick the extra point, or to score two? It's to score one. So which one would you rather make your opponent do?
Yep.
I'd rather make them have to go for two, not me.
Well, they had to go. They would have to go for two rather than just tie. But at the same time, because the other part is what happens if they decide they're going to go for two? Going for two works about half the time.
I knew Vrabel wasn't going for two. No. And I think they removed the ball too well. He was like, if we get it to overtime, we're going to win. And we saw that turned out.
Yep. Well, I still feel that whoever won that coin toss is going to win that game because I didn't think that really either defense. And that's something to talk about here.
Yes.
So here we go. The Pittsburgh Steelers going up against Tennessee Titans. Preparing for the Titans yet again. I kind of already stat. If you're listening on audio and you listen to the Stat Geek Show Thursday morning, it's going to be interesting because I did a Stat Geek Show for the Titans, went out Thursday morning. It was out there, and then the game gets canceled.
Yep.
So, and I'm like, oh, I did all this work. I said, well, I'm now going to take those numbers and see how different they are in a few weeks. And I'm in the process of breaking those down. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see where they sit. The Steelers, there was a lot of talk, and I like to say there was cause and effect. The Steelers were doing so great against the run. Oh, the Steelers, so good against the run. But what some people wanted to say is, well, but look at the teams they're playing. They're in the very bottom of the league of rushing yards. The question that I asked was, are the Steelers doing so well against the run because the teams they played are in the bottom of the league, or are the teams that they played in the bottom of the league because one of their games was against the Pittsburgh Steelers? You know, that they're running the ball all right otherwise. I mean, New York's a whole different story because they lost Saquon Barkley. You know, it is what it is there. But there was no doubt coming into this. The Cleveland Browns were the number one rushing team in the NFL going into week six. And they put up 75 yards.
27 of which.
Yeah, was it 27 or 29? I'm trying to remember. I had it there. I have it in my analyzing the numbers. You know, a bunch of them came basically in what you would call garbage time. Complete garbage time. Okay, it was 27 of them, and 18 of them were on one play.
18? I thought it was like 22
or something. Well,
it was. They busted off that one decent run.
Yeah, I was. It's something around there. I just 18 is sticking out of my brain for some reason. But
I basically end up looking at it though, in terms of yes, in the end we gave up 75 yards of rushing, but really it was more like 50.
No. The real, true test, and I'm sure you all have talked about in the live chat already, the real, true test came on three different fourth and ones.
Oh, yeah.
And they converted zero.
Yep.
And they lost yardage. Did they lose yardage in all three? I know they lost yardage on at least two.
The last one was maybe right back to the line.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to go back to look it up for sure, but it's crazy that now people are like, okay, now they're taking the Steelers seriously. They had to beat a team with a winning record to now take them seriously. So I can tell you this though, I'm pretty sure the Tennessee Titans are taking them seriously as well, because if they don't. They're fools. The Steelers, the line's growing. The last I checked, the Steelers are favored by 2 points in Tennessee. So that's crazy. And see, and here's what's crazy. The Cleveland Browns are still leading the NFL in rushing, even after only having 75 yards against Steelers. They are still leading the NFL in rushing. Yeah. They are over 1,000 rushing yards on the season. But
well, their game against Dallas will do that for anybody.
Yeah, that really, really helps. So sorry, I was looking for something that I had around here, and now I can't find it because I'm trying to figure out what their yards are per game. And so I had it written down at one point. So I'm just going to have to figure it out here, because that's one thing that I've done is that not everyone's played the same number of games. Too many teams have had buys and stuff like that. The Cleveland Browns are still averaging 169.5 yards per game. That was down from 188.4. That's what that game against the Steelers did. So basically 170 yards a game. The Steelers are getting ready to face Derrick Henry, who individually is leading the league in rushing. I didn't verify that with myself. That's just what I'm going with. But they are at 157.8 yards per game. So they still aren't the overall team rushing attack that that the Browns are. But of course, the Browns didn't have their number one rusher. He was out. But you know what? The Titans aren't going to have their number one tackle.
Correct.
And Tyler Lewan. But the Steelers aren't going to have their inside linebacker. You know, that's the way things are in the NFL. Yep. So do you think the Steelers can do the whole, you know, effective, not extravagant offensive philosophy? Or do you think this is the game where it's going to be on the other side of the ball?
They're not going to be able to pull it off like they did against the Browns. It's going to take a little more flash from the offense. Mm-hmm. It might take a big play or two here or there. Although, you know, you could argue we had some of those big plays there. The touchdown pass to Washington, I consider that a pretty big play, you know. But it's going to take some more of those types of things. It's going to take – if the offense last week against the Browns looked very different from the offense against the Eagles, where Chase Claypool, mm-hmm. you know, catches three touchdowns and runs another. Okay. Yeah. It's going to have to be closer to the Eagles game than the Browns game.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah. I know what you mean. But see, Tennessee, I you could look at yardage or everything else. I was looking at, you know, yards per play that they give up on defense. They are, hold on, 32, 30, they are 28th in the NFL. They basically give up 6.2 yards per play on defense. The only defenses that are giving up
more. Why Houston had a lead going in. Yeah.
Yeah.
For most, yeah, till the very last drive.
Yeah. So, and who are the top three of the league? Tampa, Indy, and Pittsburgh. They're the kind of the three defenses that are kind of a class above everybody right now. So Tennessee defensively, and that's what you're going to hear from a lot of people. Tennessee defensively, the Steelers have played better defenses. They played a better defense last week.
Yes.
The Cleveland Browns.
Yep.
They played a better defensive line the week before in the Eagles. I think they played better defenses, honestly, and in my opinion, I didn't think Houston's defense was very good, but Houston's defense is ranked right ahead of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Right ahead of Tennessee when it comes to yards per play. You know, Denver, better, you know, much better defense than those. So the Steelers have gone up against some better defenses. The thing that the Steelers haven't faced is that offense that can do so many things. And even though it was the big rushing attack from Cleveland, that's not Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is his own monster. So what do you do if you're the Steelers? Are you ready? Are the Steelers ready for a shootout? Is the Steelers offense ready for a shootout?
I don't know that it's going to have to be a shootout.
Uh-huh.
This could be one of those games, though, where, you know, the Steelers are down 24-22 with 2.5 minutes to go and get the ball, and it's on Ben to lead them down to at least get a field goal to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's going to be, you know, I expect the teams to probably both put up points in the 20s,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I don't think there's going to be time in the game to get it where both teams are up in the 30s.
Yeah.
Because both teams like to run the football. And that's going to eat clock.
That's a really good point. I had a question, and then I'm like, no, I want to ask something else. And then I'm like, no, I want to ask something else. No, no.
I perplexed you.
Yeah. Well, no, I
good. I see Big Bro still got it.
Yep. Big Bro does still have it.
Still so. Taking younger, I still think, the woodshed.
Yeah, I still think this offense. You know, Seattle has two losses. That's what I should have said, although they don't. You know, there's only three teams that are undefeated, and I can't
and
wait
two for of them Seattle. Are. And two of them aren't.
Yeah. So I think this is the game that the Pittsburgh Steelers absolutely could go up against Tennessee and against that defense and be ready to go toe-to-toe and say, hey, let's see, you know, looking at these games that are in the 30s and 40s like they've been having and say, we can match you point for point and give us the ball at the end and we'll go down and do what we have to do. I think they absolutely can. But I don't think they'll have to.
It could be 40-17.
Yes.
Like it was the last time they played the Titans.
Yes, it was. Enjoyed that one, didn't we?
Dilly dilly.
Yes, that was the dilly dilly game, and we were there for that one.
That's right.
So, but,
you know, it wouldn't surprise me if a game ended up like that. Just, yes, you know, bust a couple plays, maybe pick up, you know, a turnover or two that leads to scores, maybe get a return touchdown, get a lead, make it to where, you know, they're not going to stop feeding the ball to Derrick Henry, but it starts to take time off the clock. And, you know, we milk it out in the end, and maybe we win by 10 or 12.
Yeah.
But as somebody said earlier in the live chat, it could come down to a field goal or less.
It could. That's kind of how I felt last week. I said I could see this being a blowout. I can't put
for the Steelers. I don't see Tennessee being able to blow us out. Nope. Because if we get behind, Ben puts the arm on the game on his surgically repaired elbow. And I don't think they can blow us out. Their defense is not good enough to blow us out.
The only way that happens if it's just one of those games where everything goes wrong. And that was my biggest fear. That was my biggest fear going into Cleveland because, you know, the last time the Steelers played Cleveland for the first time of the season, everything went wrong. And I'm like, no, the Steelers came out and they made everything go their way right off the bat. I mean, that game was over 5 minutes and 55 seconds into the game when Mickey Fitzpatrick, you know, put his foot in the touchdown zone with the ball on an interception. For real.
Now here's Yeti says, you know, hey, we will hold Henry to 73 yards. Mark your calendar. I don't know if I want to go down that low, but I could see us holding Derrick Henry under 100.
Yeah, for sure. And the thing is, they're just going to keep giving the ball. The hardest thing to keep Derrick Henry under the century mark is because of how many times they will give him the ball. But look at what the Steelers were doing against Cleveland. They were stuffing the run on first down. First down is everything. First down defensively and offensively. This is the difference. And Lance Williams said it all the time last year, and he's right. And I will tell you, I will hint at this. Stat Geek Thursday in audio platform. I forgot last week to do a user question. I have one this week, and it comes from one Lance Williams. But Lance would always say, first down is everything. The Steelers aren't getting anything on first down on offense, and they're giving up too much on first down on defense. Yep. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Well, they are completely shutting down. And the defense, not as much last year as it was the problem on offense. But the Steelers are getting yards on first down, especially against Cleveland. I know there were some times that, you know, you see the with the RRPP, it's because you had a 1 yard run to start.
Yes, but Kyle was a big fan of the Baker Mayfield style RRPP. Run, pass, pick six.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. $1.99 in the tip jar from Chris Morante says, this will be the game where Ben has a clutch game-winning drive.
It very well could be. It may be.
Good. You say you take it. I'm going to say no. He's saving that for next week. Now, let's win this one handily, and then let's have a game-winning drive the following week. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Look, so, it may still end up being a field goal game, but let's do it where they're trying to go get the field goal to beat us and our defense just stymies them.
Yes. Let's just say this. The Steelers are going up against a really good opponent on the road. Who had the Steelers winning this game when the season started? I mean, before the season started. When the schedule came out, I chalked it up as a loss. I chalked it up as a loss. So if it's not a loss, it's a bonus.
Right.
And if it is a loss, I'm like, you know what? You're going to have a hiccup along the way. This was a team that went to the AFC Championship game last year. You're playing in their place, at their house. If you don't win that game, that is not embarrassing. Well, if you would have lost to Cleveland last week, that put us and them at the same record in the AF. Well, they would have, they haven't had their bye yet. So we would have the same number of losses in the North. That just would have been blah. You know what? I feel good about this one. I do. I feel good because I don't feel that there's as much pressure, but you know that it's a good opponent. Okay.
I'm just hoping that the curse that I was able to levy myself on the Titans field back in 2005 is still there.
There you go. Another super chat from Jay Hicks, $2.99 in the tip jar. Thank you, Jay. Says this might be the best offense we face all year. It's a possibility.
It's up there. It might have the ability to be the most, I want to say most balanced, even though they're going to run the ball more than they pass it, but their passing game is not bad either. They are well-rounded.
Their running game sets up their passing game.
The efficient offense.
Yes. Yes. So I was trying to bring up give me their schedule. I was trying to bring up the number of points the Tennessee Titans have scored. And for some reason,
well, while you're looking that up, let me go into something
in each
else.
Game. Go for it.
But here's what I'm thinking. We hold Derrick Henry under 100 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And we do not give up 300 yards to Ryan Tannehill.
It's more than a touchdown win.
We probably win by at least a touchdown.
Yeah. Here you go. Let's look at the point totals that Tennessee has scored this season. You ready?
Yep.
Week one, 16. How many field goals did they miss in that opening? You know, they were the late game.
They shouldn't have won because of all those missed field goals.
Yeah, they missed all those field goals and won that crap game. You know, they scored 16. I mean, did they miss four? I think it was.
Yeah, I think it was.
Was it four and an extra point? Or something like that. Yeah, three.
Yeah, exactly. Five kicks.
Yeah, it was crazy. So that right there would have put them close to 30. Then they've gone 33, 31, 42, 42. And I mean, and I was like, oh man, they put up 42 on Buffalo last week. That's crazy. But then you watch Buffalo, you know, that was even in the rain, but that was up against Kansas City. So they had a tough stretch there. It's going to be interesting to see. Because with this offense, what they do, I'm ready for this game. It's going to be highly entertaining. I think
the Steelers should play it with a chip on their shoulder. The chip on their shoulder is we're here playing you all this week
when we should have been in
Baltimore playing them, getting ready for our bye.
I don't even want to say that city. That city just it makes me feel dirty when I say it because. For those of you that have never been there, if you're there, you feel dirty when you're there. But that's where the Steelers should be this weekend. They're making the wrong trip.
Look, when I go to that city, I feel dirty if I have to, when I go in towards Inner Harbor and have to go past that awful football stadium. But I'm sorry, Camden Yard is beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It really is. No, once you get in Camden Yards, then you're not so bad. You have to be inside of it for it to be okay.
To get in there, you might have to park in one of the most sketchy parking garages you've ever seen.
And which one you got?
I don't know. There's one a of whole six bunch there. I've been in several.
Yes, as have I. But I digress. It's that time. It's that time because I want to give give time for other people to put theirs in the live chat. If you put it in there before I type the word in, I'm not going to bring it up because I'm not going to see it. What is your prediction for the game this Sunday? The Steelers, here's what's crazy. The line from where I did this back when they were supposed to play in week four to when I ran it, which ran this morning, was the same line. The Steelers were at -1.5, which has now gone up to 2. But what did change big time was the over-under.
Yeah,
it changed like 5.5 points. So I want to know your score for the game.
Bill Skinner, you're fired.
Yep. I'm telling you, people, I'm not bringing him up until you see me put the word in there.
Of course, he tempted you all and then got long-winded like he usually does and didn't put it up there.
Well, I'm not putting it up there until you give yours. I'm waiting for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
27-17 Steelers.
You were saying 27-17 Steelers. So you think it's going to be on the lower scoring end of what both teams have done the last couple weeks? I can see that. Both
teams run the football, which will eat time off the clock, but Steelers still win by 10.
So here we go. I'm going to start bringing these up, which came after I said it. Robert, I'm not even going to try that. I think it's Doc Holliday. Yeah. He says 30-21 Steelers.
No.
31
Steelers.
Okay.
You're right, Ginzer.
EJ, 40-17. Of course, if there's no team.
Billy.
Yeah, I was going to say, if there's no team, I'm assuming Steelers. Jay Hicks, 24-20 Steelers. Okay. So for those of you that put it in there before, you got to put it in there again. Donald, I think he was one of those. 27-3. Titans offense held to 225 yards total. Did I say that right? 27-3? Yeah. I don't know if I said the right numbers. That's a good one. George says 28-20 Steelers.
Okay.
Okay. Sean, 38-17 Steelers. Okay. Nathaniel Zarate, 36-24 Steelers. Okay. Here's a Steeler chick, 21-17. Yours was 27-17. So
correct.
I was thinking it was the same one. Okay. I think I got Jay's before, but I'm going to bring it up because it was the 24-20. Mule, he jumped the gun before. I knew he would put it in here.
Yeah, but he put it back in. Thanks, yep, Mule.
Thanks, Mule. Thanks for entertaining me. It's 34-17 Steelers. AJC, 21-15. 15, that's an interesting total.
5 field goals.
Yeah. Hey, the Broncos just won a game this past week with finding the touchdown zone with 6 field goals.
Yeah.
Okay, Rod Young, 33-17. Ryan O'Toole, 38-17. And then I had a big jump. So Christopher, 31-17. Mark, 27-20. Yeti, 31-20. Steelers Pittsburgh says 35-17. That's an interesting total. I might like that one a little bit.
Missed somebody somewhere. Somebody actually stuck in there the Titans I'd seen.
Oh, well, maybe you'll have to put it in there again.
You keep going through. I'm going to scroll back.
Mule said we're going to win big and send a bigger message to the NFL. Deal with it. Haven't seen Deal with it scores for a while.
He's everybody write it down because he's
write
good.
This down. 34. Go to, you know. I'd say go to the casino, but I don't know if you can, some casinos can't get to. Get online, write it down. 34-13 Steelers. We're going to try to remember that one. Okay.
I know why.
I see it here.
If they put it back in because they jumped the gun by one.
Was this one presuming the field is sloppy? He's taking 23-18.
No, it was
Tennessee.
No. I'm not going to say his score because he got it in early, and that was
okay.
Ron Reed had one in that was the Titans, but it was
it's
right
coming up.
It was it's the comment up. Right before you asked for scores.
He's here. I'll get him. Suplex okay. Tyler, 28-7 Steelers. Ron Reed put it in there, 31 Titans, 26 Steelers. Yeah. That's very interesting. Here we go. No man, 27. Or 27. I can't even read this. 24-14.
14. Yep.
Okay.
If Steelers can stop Henry under 100 yards.
Tyler Sutton, 33-33.
Both teams stay undefeated.
Both teams stay undefeated. That's pretty funny. Okay. Tate Boys, 31-20. Christopher, we already had his. He did it again just to make sure. Mango Masher, 16-0. Okay. All right. That's their season record. Ah, we got to love it. Double HH, Injures Prevail, 24-17. We got Solarverse at 35-13. Okay. We've got a Never Trumper in there of a 31-10. We've got Mule. I clicked on his again. He says Fitz has another pick six. I'll take a defensive score. Daryl Slaughter, the score is Steelers the winner. Okay.
Yeah.
Cree says he's always wrong. He just wants to win. Okay. I thought we might have already had this one with Tate Boyd's 31-20. Okay. We're getting some repeats going on. Oh, here's one with Robert. Did we see 43-28 Steelers? That one's interesting.
That is.
So, and then, hey, Tom, Titans 31, Steelers 17.
Tom, you're a Jag.
Yeah. Hey, Tom. You don't know what you're talking about, Tom. Okay. Nathaniel asked if we're taking questions as much as we'd like to. We're out of time. We got the chat.
It was too long-winded tonight.
I was too long-winded tonight. Okay. He did ask one question, which I think we'll bring up the one. Because he said he wants to know how many Steelers fans at Nissan Stadium. That's going to be a good question because that's a tough one because tickets are awful hard to come by. I don't know if Steeler fans can find them down there unless I don't know their procedures. All I know is that it's very difficult to get Steelers tickets right now, even if they were allowing as many fans. I think they're allowing more fans in Nissan Stadium, but I think you'll see some towels.
I think you'll
see some towels. But Rich, this was an awful lot of fun. I'm excited about this game. This is one of those games that I'm like, I have great confidence in the Steelers, but I'm you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, losing to those Jags from Cleveland, which was my biggest fear. I'm like, I don't want to lose those jerks. You know, the Tennessee Titans, they're a quality football team. They are a very quality football team. But I still think the Steelers can show how quality they are by going out there and getting the victory. So make sure you are tuning in for all of our podcasts. We've got the live shows on YouTube Saturday to Thursday because tomorrow night – oh, make sure you're ready for tomorrow night's Know Your Enemy. They're back. We get them again.
They're coming back.
We have the guys from Tennessee Titans Weekly. If you're a Titans fan, listen to this. Make sure you tune into that one because those guys are a lot of fun. It'll be a good one again tomorrow night with Michael and Jeffrey. Then Thursday night, you get the preview with myself, BAD, and Jeffersonian Bartholomew Hartman. Then on Saturday, you'll have Steelers Brunch with Tony to get you ready. Sunday, you'll get the post-game show. And then we're right back into dealing with the next week, going into the hangover, and we'll be back on Tuesday. Lots of audio shows. We've got all of our YouTube shows on audio. We've got the Touchdown Under on Saturday. Why am I sounding more like I'm from New England than Australia? That's just wrong.
That's not Australian. His yins are yesterday. Did you hear that one?
His yins are all the time is pretty bad.
Yeah.
So he thinks it's great, but it
sounds more like he's from New York than
it's not. Pittsburgh. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to go there.
I hope you heard that, Brian.
But make sure you're getting Jeff's Let's Ride Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'll Stat Geek on Thursday. The live mic was on Tuesday, so there'll be another one next Tuesday. You've got updates on injury reports. You've got updates from Tomlin press conferences. If there's breaking news, you'll get a short podcast. Check out those short podcasts. Some of those are really good. Brian Anthony Davis has been putting on a nice short podcast from where he's on a radio spot in South Central PA that he does every week with them from a radio station that goes on there. So make sure you check us out. And, of course – there's bad. Uh-oh. That was bad. He's chiming in. That means we've gone too far. So make sure you're checking out Behind the Steel Curtain, your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. Man, the site is on fire. You all were checking it out. The content is flowing. We've got
the Steelers great people. Are on fire.
We've got great people contributing. So make sure you're checking it out there. Rich, big game this Sunday. Anything else you want to say? Not signing us off. Anything else you want to say?
Anything else I want to say? Just again, don't forget to come back next week on Tuesday night, because I want to be able to breathe in that great smell of victory yet again, saying we knocked another team from the ranks of the undefeated.
That would be fantastic. We are looking forward to it. We will see you all next Tuesday.
Can't wait.